Unfortunately, and it's quite shocking, it's a daily occurrence that our officers are punched, kicked, spat at by offenders when they are dealing with them. In the last weekend, we had an officer who had to go to hospital, having had his head hit on a door frame, restraining a suspect. A week or two back, we had an officer who was run over by a driver in a stolen car with a broken leg, trying to put out a device to stop the car. So police officers face serious risks every day when they go to work in Kent.
There seems to be more attacks on police these days nationally, which also seems to be reflected in Kent. Why do you think this is the case?
Well, it's hard to say exactly why that is. I mean, the influence of drink and drugs on people's behaviour. There are occasions when people are suffering from mental health problems also become violent when they're dealt with by the police. And we don't have a very low tolerance to this sort of behaviour. So we actively record and prosecute against everybody who assaults our officers.
How much do you feel this is sort of spreading from London as well in Kent?
Well, we're very concerned about the sort of the rise in violence arising from county line gangs operating from places like London into Kent. And we're very concerned about the carrying of weapons. That's why we've been delivering a large amount of warrants and arrests and stop searches in the last few months to tackle that issue. But it is a growing problem.
Are you actually having to bring in sort of armed police to more sort of incidents as a result of attacks against officers?
Well, we have a very competent armed policing service to the county of Kent. But what we are doing to supplement that is to increase the number of taser trained officers that we have. So the Chief Constable has invested a large amount of money to train and equip officers with taser devices. So we will have probably an additional 1,000 officers in the next year or so that are trained with that device to protect themselves and the public more effectively.
There is an argument perhaps for all police officers to be armed with tasers. Is that something that you would potentially consider?
Well, in Kent, the Chief Constables made funding available for every officer who requires a taser device to have one. So we expect that we'll have about 1,500 taser trained officers on patrol when we've rolled that out. And we believe that it should be available if officers need one to do their job.
Are you aware of sort of how many officers have potentially had to take sort of days off sick, either for obviously injuries suffered or perhaps for mental health issues as a result of attacks?
Well, thankfully, most officers, because they're well trained and they're well equipped, can deal with violent people and arrest them without suffering serious injuries. We do get officers who are seriously hurt, as we discussed earlier. And we put a huge amount of effort into supporting our officers. So we have occupational health services and counselling services and other things, physiotherapy that can look after them and get them back to work. So we take it very seriously, and we take a zero tolerance approach to those people that assault our staff.
Are you aware of sort of police officers actually quitting as a result of attacks?
I think there are instances where people decide that they don't want to suffer that sort of abuse and violence at their job. Thankfully, it's a very small number. Most of our officers are very brave. They come to work every day and they protect the public and take on this risk to do so.